from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Executive order, going forward, we should have mandatory food truck here every day. So when there is a food lead or something food related comes up on the show, we can try it immediately. So just to follow up on my lead this morning, which was that it is shocking some that the most popular food item with a line hundreds of people deep to get at the Minnesota State Fair is the deep fried ranch balls. Donnie and his team on the food truck made them this morning. Here, if you're watching the show on Twitch or YouTube, I will show them to you. There they are. Who would like to go first?
I would. Courtney?
Lady up. Ladies first.
Don't do the ones with the Mike's Hot Honey, though, because I want you to try it really like as it is.
Naked first.
Are you going to try one, Chime?
I'd be happy to, yeah.
Okay,
I love ranch.
Good. I'm trying to get Chime fat by Thanksgiving.
I'm not going to be fat, Greg. I got a double cardio session tonight.
I'll take one, too. So, Donnie, if you could pass one of those back. Are you going to try
one? I'll try one.
Okay.
And then give it a shiznot.
And this is
what?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of honestly kind of grossed out about it. I like ranch when you're dipping something in it.
I think you're going to like
it. This is like a giant fried ball of ranch dressing, which
it's complex
is
how you make Garrett. How'd you make it? How do you
end up making it, Garrett? Right into that microphone.
So I just basically took ranch dressing.
Right into the ranch dressing.
Just ranch dressing mixed with cream cheese and then toss it in some egg wash and panko crumbs and then
okay.
You fry it.
Panko. Are those the better breadcrumbs? I like the Italian
I tried
season.
It.
What do you think?
Oh, you went first.
I think.
Can you get Shime one?
I wasn't going to wait around for you guys.
You can get Shime one.
You can tell it tastes more like a cream cheese than it does a ranch ball, which
I like that.
I like it with the cream cheese.
But wait a minute. Wait like a couple of minutes because it's still sitting in my jowls.
All right.
And it has a weird aftertaste after that.
All right. It's pretty good, I think.
I'm afraid
that the cream cheese is influencing the taste of it.
It is. It tastes more cream cheesy than it does ranchy.
It's not the accurate portrayal.
I still like it, though.
So the first set of balls we made, like, they kind of fell apart.
Uh-huh.
And then we had to do it twice, right? And then a little more egg wash in there.
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
What I can tell you, though, is if you want to do one Friday a month, you guys pick a food. We'll bring Food Truck Friday.
Every Food Truck Friday?
Well, you guys figure out foods, a few things. We'll bring the truck down.
I want to have listeners here to eat. All right, we'll work on it. Yeah. All right, thank you, Donnie.
That's very good. I think you should add that to the menu.
You know how hard that is to make?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's almost like a crab rangoon, no crab.
Right?
That's what it is.
25 different things on the menu. Now I got 5, and I'm having a hard time doing that.
That's why Courtney likes it so much. Her number one food, other than mozzarella sticks, is crab rangoons.
Yeah.
And Shime's right. It tastes like a crab rangoon.
Where's your favorite crab rangoon?
New Hong Kong.
What's that?
It's near BC.
Chinese! Johnny Egan brings me crab rangoon all the time. He's another guy that's firing back cream cheese who doesn't need to be eating it.
Yeah, I just, I need it like full ranch, no cream cheese. That's very good the way you do it, though.
That is very good.
This is David from Florida. Hey, David.
Good morning.
What's up, David?
Do I get the award for waiting the longest on the on the call.
How long have you been waiting, David?
1 hour and 42 minutes.
Wow.
I'm dedicated, huh?
Yeah, way to stay dedicated.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's patience.
Gets busier
Absolutely.
Out here. What are you calling about?
Yeah, Red Sox. I got two things that are just really making it worth my while to sit back here and wait this long, because I am just, I mean, as always, I am just the most bitter and angry and frustrated Red Sox fan on your show.
Yeah.
And I got two things in particular. First of all, how does this manager, I'm not even going to say his name because I just have such bitter distaste for him. How does the manager of the Red Sox go out and say repeatedly over the past 2 or 3 weeks that he's ratcheting things up in terms of intensity, which is obviously has to be the case. But then he goes out and puts together a lineup where he has this rookie, Mickey Gaspar, who hasn't played more than 2 or 3 weeks in the game and has less than 100 plate appearances. How does he put him in a lineup and never mind putting him at second base and batting second? That's number one. And then you got dumbass Devers, who doesn't even who has the intestinal fortitude of a piece of a piece of salami or a piece of bologna, and he can't even, huh?
But you are you calling Devers into question because he's been hurt? I mean,
yes, I am. How hurt has he been? I mean, he can't step off the bench for one pinch hitting situation last night in the eighth or ninth inning when they're down by two. And I mean, that was a Kirk Gibson like opportunity. I question him, and I question Cora for how little he demands of his players.
Well, he gave him He gave him a couple days off, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They won those games. Wiggy has a giant issue with Alex Cora. He puts this on Alex Cora more than he puts it on Craig Breslow or Sam Kennedy or John Henry. I think more than the players.
No, even. I wouldn't say more than the players.
Well, you're saying he's not doing enough to get those guys to win baseball games.
Right. We've seen this, you know, we've talked about it ad nauseum. We've seen this 3 years in a row where this team falls apart in the second half of the season. And, you know, yeah, could you make the argument, you know, last year or the year before they didn't do enough at the trade deadline? Okay, but I think they added some pieces. Are they the pieces that, you know, when you go out there and you go, oh, those are awesome pieces, or maybe not, but they still did stuff that you wanted to do in the team to slip like this. Got to put that on them.
Meanwhile, Chris Sale is going to win the Cy Young this year.
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
I had a listener send me a DM a couple days ago. They have a bet on Chris Sale to win the win the Cy Young, and he is like minutes away.
Have you hammered the Shime on the BC game Monday night yet?
I have not yet, no. I haven't. I got to be honest. I haven't done my full deep dive. I feel like I got to. Right? After
Florida
State.
They're favored by 23.
Yeah, Florida State is?
Yeah. That's a lot of wiggle room for a team that just lost to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
I mean,
Georgia Tech's not a powerhouse here.
It's a home game for FSU, but 23 seems like a lot to me.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It's really more about the quarterback. What's his name? The Castellano kid?
Yeah.
Castellano. If he plays well, and can control the game. That's kind of what Georgia Tech did to beat Florida State. Quarterback that made good decisions. They ran the ball well, Georgia Tech. So if BC can run the football, they'll definitely be able to hang in that game with Florida State.
How are you feeling about your Dogs?
They're playing. Clemson's ranked 14. Georgia'd be fine.
13.5-point favorites is Georgia.
Yeah. Carson Beck is their starting quarterback. This is his second year. And now it's all about getting back to the Natty and winning one. They should have been able to win it last year and have the first three-peat team. But their D-line is the only question I have issues with. And the D-line is generally good against the run, but they can never get to the quarterback. Their pass rush, sometimes I'm like, where is it?
And if Beck wants to be a top five pick in the draft, he's going to need to be really good.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien, the head coach at Boston College, will join us every week during the NFL season on this show. That includes next week. So
I really want to do a BC game where we all go together.
Yeah. We will do that. Maybe we'll do a foundation thing or
team
something.
Team bonding.
Like that. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Boston College, sad news this morning about Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matt, who both played there. And, of course, Johnny Gaudreau went on to be a very successful forward in the NHL. Johnny Hockey playing for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Both of them killed in an accident this morning, tragically.
And the police in Oldmans Township, New Jersey, are now releasing details on that accident, which occurred after 8 p.m. last night.
Yeah, 8:19 p.m. last night. It seems like Sean Higgins was driving a Jeep northbound, going the same way as the Gaudreau brothers, and
on bikes.
Yeah. But he was in a Jeep and tried to pass an SUV in front of him that was going too slow in his mind. And when he tried to pass, hit both Matthew and Johnny. And police are saying that they believe he was intoxicated. So
I don't understand, when it comes to Uber and Lyft and where we are, how somebody is driving and taking the life of anybody.
Nope.
In this case, these two guys. So Johnny Gaudreau, a father. I don't know about his brother.
His brother is married. Okay. I don't believe has any children yet.
But horrific.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrific. And no excuse for it when you can get a Lyft or an Uber or get anywhere.
Yeah. And right. When you think of the circumstances around it, I mean, these two brothers enjoying their sister's wedding weekend. The rehearsal was yesterday. I'm sure they were driving their bike to get back to wherever they were staying. And to have that weekend, such a joyous weekend, turn out this way because of a careless somebody decided to get behind the wheel after drinking and was impatient behind another car.
Right.
The entire thing makes me sick because those are two, 30, I believe Johnny's 31. I think his brother Matthew is 28 or 29. And to think that those two lives just, it completely changed, not just, they had such a bright future ahead of them. It doesn't change that, but it changes all their loved ones, their friends, their families, their entire lives.
Their kids.
With just a careless mistake.
It's like you said, it's the impatience of people driving, and then it's, once you start drinking and you're impaired, and you get behind the wheel, man, you're putting everybody's life at risk. And generally, what happens, which is awful, we've seen it all the time. Seen it with the football player from, I forget what team, Washington Commanders, I think, who just passed away, or maybe the Baltimore Ravens. But you see, it's like the person that's always drinking and causes the accident always walks away.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. I think that's ultimately, something that, all you can do is just send your prayers to their family.
Yeah.
Well, it is horrible news. Horrible news for those families. Horrible news for the NHL and that family. And horrible news for the Boston College family. So we will keep you up to date on any developments there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, enjoy it this weekend.
The autumn wind.
The fading summer wind. By the way, I don't know if this is accurate or not, Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
on the Subaru of New England texter. They are on the text line, a texter suggesting that is still one of the most popular wedding songs when it comes to First Dance. I don't think I've ever heard that.
I've never heard
is
that.
It? Very pop. By the way, not right now because we have to do something, but at some point we should discuss the case that the Massachusetts Supreme Court is hearing with regard to wedding related things.
Agreed.
That you and I talked about briefly yesterday.
Yes.
We should talk about that.
And I wonder if you and I fall on different sides.
I don't know. I great question. It's a Patriots Friday, and this week's Cross Insurance Player Spotlight is on Jacoby Brissett, your starting quarterback. As you would expect it to be, Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. Wiggy, I would ask you to try to, if you could, turn away from the anger.
Yep.
And the bitterness.
Okay.
And the disgust.
Yep.
And the disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
That you and Chime and the rest of the Drake Mayors have. And tell me whether or not Jacoby Brissett can be the guy to get this team up over that 4.5 over total when it comes to wins this season.
I don't think so. I think you're going to get what Jacoby Brissett is, a quarterback in this league when he's gotten his opportunity. You know, not very good. We know he's not very mobile. I think, if anything, Alex Van Pelt's you're going to see as basic of an offense. It might even be more basic than last year.
Meaning run the football.
Run the football. Just basic, short passes, all things that Drake May could do. But, you know, if I'm looking at this offense with Brissett, what is he going to give you? It's not going to be much, and it's really going to be about how this defense performs. If this defense doesn't perform well, and I know Andy Hart said this in the afternoon show, and they might not win a game.
I think it's a,
I think the defense doesn't perform well.
It's a very likely possibility. I mean, I don't know why when you say that, people go, wait a minute. They're underdogs in every single game, Wiggy.
Right. But we always go like, all right, the defense will steal one. But if they don't.
You would say that when Bill Belichick was your head coach.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I just look to, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They could be 0-8 by the time they play the Titans. I don't know. It's very disappointing because at least when you have a guy, and this is what I'm looking for, and people just don't get it. At least when you have a guy like Drake May playing, like if I was a Jets fan, I would cling on to some of the good games that Zach Wilson played as a rookie, right? That's what you try to do. You say, oh, wow. You know, we even like saw that. We're like, you know what? He had a great game against Buffalo. I forget who it was. Is that who we could potentially be? And that's what you can kind of hang your hat on if you're watching Drake May his rookie year and say like, oh, okay, he pops doing this. That looked good. He could be that.
I mean, if you take just the division alone,
mm-hmm.
And I've been somewhat high, not like your high, but my high on the Jets. But then yesterday there was that report by an anonymous agent
mm-hmm.
that said the Jets are in complete disarray. Use the word disarray.
That's coming from a player who's sitting on the bench, but go ahead.
Well, it's agents.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's where do you think the agent's getting it from?
I mean,
his player that's sitting on the bench.
But you know how Aaron Rodgers is. Like, he's a dink.
He is a dink.
And you know that Robert Saleh is somebody whose job has been in jeopardy for the last couple seasons.
That is true.
I mean, maybe you get one here against the Jets. I don't think you're going to beat Buffalo. I don't know about Miami. Like, now, Tua, by the way, is mm-hmm. a guy, Wiggy,
yep.
who sat behind Ryan Fitzmagic for a considerable amount of games, like 7, 8, 9 games.
That he did.
That made him a better quarterback. So for those that are arguing in the other direction, that is a point in their favor.
Yeah, I would give him that. But at least Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That's not Jordan Love sitting behind Aaron Rodgers.
But at least Fitzpatrick, 1 year in his career, I think he went 10-6 as a starter. And you could go, oh, okay, like he showed a little bit. But
also, the head coach didn't want to draft Tua. Like they brought in an offensive coordinator to design an offense specifically for Fitzpatrick, not for Tua.
And then when I look at Aaron Rodgers.
Plus, there were early in his career, there was a coach that was yelling at him loudly.
Right. And yeah, that same coach that didn't want him. That's probably why I was yelling at him.
Very, very loudly.
And then when I look at Aaron Rodgers.
Sometimes in a mean way, too, also.
Ah, oh, geez.
When I look at Aaron Rodgers with the dysfunction, I know this about Aaron Rodgers. As a starter in the NFL, he's 148-75. So with him as your starting quarterback and a good football team, the likelihood is that they're probably going to be pretty good. I'm not saying they're going to win a Super Bowl, but I think this team, if Rodgers is healthy, they're going to be a playoff team. You got the division. We know about Buffalo. They're a good football team. They have a good quarterback. Miami's a good football team. When you start to look at the Patriots and just, and I like I said, I know Andy Hart said this, that he thinks that they could not win a game all year long, and I know you just brought up they are underdogs in every game. If the defense isn't what we expect them to be, a top 10 defense, I just don't know. Like everybody knows I'm not a Mac Jones guy, but Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett.
Here we go. Yeah, I'm glad.
No. So what?
Well, when was the last time Brissett was a starter? For a season, I think 2019.
He started games last year.
Yeah, but
I'm saying like where he was the starter.
Going into the season, he was a starter.
Yeah,
I would say
the Colts.
Yeah,
the Colts.
2019. So we should go back and see like how many wins did Jacoby Brissett get those teams?
His best year was 7-9 as a starter. That was
and
with
how
the
was the team around him?
Good.
Because well, that's what I'm saying.
Was that right after Andrew Luck left? Yeah, it was a good football team.
But you got 7 wins as a starter when you had a pretty good team around
him. I know.
So here he was that year, Jacoby Brissett. It was the 2019 season. I know you guys talked about it. He went 7-8 as a starter. He threw 18 touchdowns and had 6 interceptions.
The only difference is that I don't think that Jacoby Brissett's going to turn people off. Like, he's not going to turn off other players in the locker room because I think he's a very likable guy. So he has the advantage over Mac there.
Yeah, but the losing games could make players turn away pretty quickly.
And the season prior to that, the 2018 season, that you guys brought it up, they were 10-6. And let's see, they lost in the divisional round to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Led by Alex Smith.
Courtney makes a good point, though, about players and the respect or the lack of respect when it comes to a quarterback. Wiggy, what do you think, the guys that are on this team, who do you think they want to be the starter week one?
I would think that the guys on this team, deep down inside, probably want Drake May to be the starter because they give him the best chance of winning.
From what we've heard, though,
Courtney, but that's what guys are not going to go, hey.
I'm not saying that they should do that, but I think that they've been almost over complimentary of Jacoby.
Let me ask you this question. Who do you think gives them the best chance of winning?
I think Drake May.
So you don't think guys see that?
I just think that sometimes, I don't know.
Do you think guys, if you can see that, and you're just an average spectator who's watching from
an
her couch.
Spectator.
Yeah, but I'm saying watching.
I know.
Watching from
She's
her couch.
Above average, sir.
You don't think the guys that are in the locker room see the same thing?
Yeah, that I just don't know why the narrative that they've been, you know, bringing to the media has been overly complimentary of Jacoby Brissett.
He's a nice guy.
So is Drake May. Right. I think that it's more so he's a vet. A lot of these guys maybe are chummy with him, friends with him, and
no, he's just a nice guy. That's what guys do. Unless you're a guy that's really, you know, like people don't like you, they're not going to criticize you in public.
Yeah.
They're going to say he's a good guy, he's a veteran, he's been around. But when you look at this team and you start to say who gives them, regardless of everything else, the O-line not being very good, your wide receiver still trying to figure out who they are. If you ask any person that just has a functional brain at a third grade level and says, hey, who gives this team the best chance of winning, Brissett or May? I would say 99.9% of the people would say
Drake May. You know what Jacoby Brissett is, or unfortunately isn't.
Bingo.
You don't know what Drake May is.
Right.
You've seen glimpses of it.
Right, and if you watch him all season long, he might look real bad at times. He might look like Zach Wilson. But after the first year, there was some, I bet, Jets fans go, oh, this kid has potential. We just need to do X, Y, and Z around him.
All right, real quick. Different topic, but I need Courtney's opinion and yours, Wiggy. The Supreme Court here in Massachusetts is about to hear a case on a dispute over a $70,000 engagement ring.
From Tiffany's.
Man.
Of course, you know exactly where it's
from. That's a lot of money.
So, lawyers representing Bruce Johnson and Caroline Satino will plead their case in court in front of the Supreme Court here in Massachusetts over the engagement ring that Bruce Johnson bought in 2017 when he proposed to Ms. Satino at a golf club in Harwich. And they were planning on marrying the next year. However, they had issues. Mr. Johnson claims that she was verbally abusive to him, treated him like a child, and didn't accompany him to appointments for cancer treatment.
Terrible.
The relationship ended, according to court documents, when Mr. Johnson was reading a text message on the phone of Ms. Satino to a man, which read, quote, "My Bruce is going to be in Connecticut for 3 days. I need some playtime." Ms. Satino says that that is just a friendly acquaintance, platonic acquaintance of hers,
yes.
And that's how they refer to hanging out. Is playtime.
Yep.
Okay. A judge initially sided with her and said that she was just texting a friend, so she gets to keep the engagement ring. The appeals court said that in the case of Mr. Johnson, he gets the ring back because he had a good, even if it was just suspicion of an affair, he had a good reason to end the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on this?
I agree with the appeals court.
Same.
If there's any type, like, if she does him dirty, she has to give the ring back. If he does her dirty, she gets to keep it.
Yeah. You feel that way?
Yep. If he called off the wedding just because he was like, no, not feeling it anymore, then the ring is hers.
Yeah,
I think the ring always goes back.
No, like, yes, not
it
always.
Does. It does.
Not always.
What, do you want him to go back and adjudicate every single gift that either one of them has ever given to each other?
No, like, but no. If he proposes and then he cheats on you and then the wedding's off, you get to keep the ring. But
no,
since
you don't. Like, it's not. What, like,
I'm
what,
on that.
Why?
Yeah, it is.
Why,
because
why?
If you, the wedding would be happening if it was up to you.
You could still go forward. Go to counseling. People overcome things
but
all the time.
But in this case, the $70,000 ring should be going back to Mr. Johnson.
You feel like Mr. Johnson gets his ring back.
Yep.
She did him dirty. Come on. We all know what that means. I would need some playtime, please. That means I need to be taking a pound town.
And I'm sorry.
I need my ring back.
This guy, if they're engaged, he knows who her friends are. He knows, like, the relationships she has with different friends. He would not think that this was, you know, an affair if he didn't have other suspicions around it.
I mean, I just don't think that you're entitled to an engagement ring because somebody chose to give it to you, and it didn't work out. Like, you don't get to keep the spoils of it.
No,
like,
but that's the ultimate.
It's $70,000. It's a lot of money for somebody.
But that's the ultimate prize. The ultimate prize is the ring.
No, it's not.
Right? When you're talking about, like, gifts.
It's not a business arrangement. It's supposed to be for love.
No, like, but when you're talking about
gifts. If it's not going to work love-wise, then you don't get to keep a $70,000 booby prize. Like,
you think it should go back?
It's not a financial arrangement. It should always go back. It should always go back to the guy, or if the woman bought it and proposed, it should go back to her.
So if
I wouldn't want to keep it personally because I think that's bad juju, but I understand why women in particular would keep a ring if they were done dirty and the guy called off the wedding. It's like, all right, well, perfect. Then I'm going to take this,
I like
sell it, and then make a few bucks.
So if he bought her a car, the card goes back. So every gift goes back.
I mean, this actually happened with TT and Cody Ford, the Bengals guard.
Yeah.
He bought her a car. He then cheats on her. Mm-hmm. So the engagement is over. She left the ring, but then she took the car because he bought her a car. She took it to move her stuff out of the house, and then he told her he wants the car back.
Are these people in it for love or for money? I mean, what's going on
here? In it for love.
But they're in it for love, and they're getting screwed over.
What happened to being in it for love?
They are getting screwed over.
I'm with Courtney on this.
Should have picked your partner better.
If you're getting screwed over, that stuff got to go back. I mean, the car got to go. You did that person dirty. Mm-hmm. If you don't do them dirty, we don't have no issues. Everybody gets to keep the ring, the car. Everybody's nice and happy. But once you start doing stuff dirty, you know, Repo Man coming to get all that stuff.
Also, I want to get ahead of this before the football season gets underway.
All right.
Do I say Bengals wrong?
Bengals.
Or weird?
I don't know. You do say it like Bengals, like the jewelry, a lot of the
Bengals.
It's Bengals.
Bengals.
It's Bengals.
It's not Bengals. You don't say Bengals. It's Bengals.
Bengals.
It's Bengals.
No, not Bengals.
You're saying bang.
You could say Bengals, like the band is Bengals, but you could. It's really the Cincinnati Bengals.
No, it's
Bengals.
It is named after the Bengal tiger.
Correct.
So it's Bengal.
It's not pronounced Bengal.
Chime.
It's not Bengal, like the jewelry.
You need to. Uh-oh. Chime, you're not going around there saying, oh, I'm rooting for the Cincinnati Bengals.
No, Bengals.
It's Bengals.
Bengals. Bengals. Yes. Not Bengals. Yeah. Bengals.
You wouldn't say, like, Bengals.
Okay.
You're saying Bengals.
Like the jewelry.
It is my accent, so Bengals is what it is for me. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we all got different accents. Yeah. When I say Craig.
But I promise you, Chime's not going around calling them the Bengals.
Don't worry.
I literally just said it's the Bengals. For like the 18th time.
But then what did you say after?
I said it's based off of the idea that it's a Bengal tiger. That they're called Bengal tigers. The actual tigers.
All right. Are we going to get a crossover?
Yeah, we can get a crossover.
Jones and Keefe working today?
I believe so. I don't see why they wouldn't be.
I like it.
Hardworking guys they are.
The temptation to flex a Friday with the long weekend here. I love it. No days off. So we'll talk to one or both of them coming up next. The next Sam Adams Die Hard Sox game is September 9th. And if you'd like to go to a game with us, then just simply upload some sort of photographic evidence that proves you are either a Sam Adams Die Hard or a Sox Die Hard on the contest page at WEEI.com. And you could be chosen to be there at Fenway Park September 9th with us. Adam Jones is here. Hello, Adam Jones.
Hello. Hello. How are you guys?
Red Sox, I mean, they win a couple. They lose. They're 3.5 out, less than 30 to play. I don't know what to say about them.
Yeah, I mean, I would co-sign on that. Not much to say about them last night. They almost had a triple play. That's about it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just the same thing. It's like we're on this horrible August September train with them, and they can't get to the finish line.
They need you to spice it up. They need you guys to go to a game and spice it up.
I guess so.
More like circle back in 2 weeks.
Exactly. I will say it smells delicious in here.
There's plenty of food over there for you guys.
I see. There is deep fried ranch. I heard some discussion about some deep fried ranch. There is.
Do you like deep fried things at fairs?
Of course. Maybe do I like deep fried things?
Fair guy? Or
well, no. But when I go to a fair, I want a deep fried thing. Yeah. Drag the kid along or something like that. If it's part of my reward, I'm doing all this. Deep fried ranch, though.
Mm. Yeah, this one is more cream cheesy than ranch.
It's like a crab rangoon.
So wait,
we brought it in. Yeah.
Oh, you've tried this today. Okay, I heard you talking about they were trying to prepare it in the truck.
Yeah,
but it's there.
I have a couple of them back here.
There's lobster rolls. There's steak tip subs. There's all that.
Steak
stuff.
Tips are good.
We can remove it if you want.
No. That's not nuts. Have you ever seen Keith?
Dive into it.
Yeah, Keith is like, you know, he'll be pouncing on whatever food is in here.
I love free food. Rich Keith loves free food.
Yeah. I don't want to leave food around if it's going to be an issue.
Leave it around. I think people like free food.
It would become an issue is what you're saying at various points in time. We'll be pecking away. We'll be pecking away all day.
Leave
this in until nighttime on the old night program for Keith. He'd be eating it. So I don't think that's a big deal.
Where we left food and they put it all on my desk.
Who's they?
There was a time.
I don't know. I never found out who they were. It was like, I'm the girl, so you're just expecting me to. I mean, who's to say?
We're still calling
very passive aggressive when you think about that. Like taking all the food and putting it on your desk.
And I really try to clean.
I know.
A lot
and you're
here.
Such an empath.
You've cleaned that back room. I've seen it.
I did. It's getting a bit dirty. We got to talk about that, Greg.
Community room.
Yeah. What are you doing for the weekend? Anything good?
Ooh, Well, no, not really. Hanging out, working today. Mm-hmm. I'll be here all weekend, so not doing anything too fun.
College Staycation. Football, bro.
No, yeah. Well, I was going to say, so I'll try to sneak away and watch a little college football. We'll try to poll the audience, I think, a little bit on what people are doing this weekend. It's a good last weekend, good final weekend to get away. Yeah. I agree. I'm looking forward to fall, though. I heard some of this debate.
Yeah.
I'm liking the fall.
Yes.
Yeah. It's hoodie weather. I don't need to think about it.
Big week next week. A big week for Jacoby Brissett. Big week for Jerod Mayo.
Very exciting. Very exciting. I am looking forward to you guys, Pepper and Mayo, on Tuesday.
Oh, it's going to be great. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think. Do you think it's not his choice?
It's not his choice. I did say this yesterday, Wiggy. I do agree that we can still blame him. Even though it's not his choice, we can still blame him.
How?
Because he has no power. He has no spine. No say. No nut. Like on some level, that's your fault. Why'd you agree to it?
Well, because you probably went into it thinking that you would have it, and then they pulled the okie doke on you. They pulled the rug right out from it.
Isn't he like Kraft's guy? Like, go talk to Robert and give me some say here.
That's right, what Thunder. I would do.
Thunder.
Yeah.
I need a meeting.
Hey, young Thundercat. I want a little power here.
That's what I would do. I would think that he has the ability to sit down with Robert and Elliot.
Apparently he doesn't. He should go use that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would say I would blame him on. Now is if you don't go talk to Robert and saying, wait a second, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. Why am I not having the ability, Elliot, having more of a conversation? Let's air this out now so I can figure it out moving forward how we're going to be doing this. Because doesn't this look like this is going to be kind of the path that it's going this year, next year, until Robert says one of them got to go? Who's it going to be? Jerod or Elliot?
Yeah, so get the ball rolling on that, Jerod. It would be, you would think, Wolf. So I would hope he starts flexing those muscles. That's what I would blame him for. I think he wants to start the kid.
Yes.
So I don't think it's his choice, but he should be a little stronger about it. I think he's going way too softly.
All right, well, you guys will be talking about that.
Yeah, that, the quarterback stuff, some TV recommendations, things like that. Okay. It's Labor Day weekend.
Love TV recommendations.
Yeah. College football.
Yeah.
Go BC, Courtney.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Got to win that one.
How do they play?
Yeah, Monday night.
Florida State.
Yeah. Okay.
Go Minutemen.
Big time.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to go. Hope everybody has a happy and safe Labor Day weekend.
It's big dog season.
Big dog season. Enjoy it. Courtney, enjoy your weekend.
Shire,
enjoy you're working on Monday. And
I'll be here tomorrow, 3 to 5 with John Lyons, and then Monday with Fitzy, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Whoa. Workaholic
Big
over
time,
here.
Shime.
No flex time for me, baby.
Welcome
Extra
to the club.
Time.
Yeah, that's it. All right. You are not in danger of being Wally Pipped at any moment.
Appreciate that.
all right. Jones and Kiefer next. Have a great weekend. We are back Tuesday with Jerod Mayo and Ty Law. Thank you for your patronage.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.